With limited exceptions, the government cannot pick and choose what speech is acceptable and what will be suppressed or viewed as threatening. They do not have that right. The singling out of a particular opinion for treatment different than other viewpoints is viewpoint discrimination. The Constitution and the United States Supreme Court agree that even hate speech is protected, although I'm not suggesting that that's what's happening here. The left, however, is all in.
Conservatives manufactured outrage over masks and history lessons, took our school boards hostage like a bunch of screaming maniacs.
How one Republican senator is pretending school board harassment and intimidation aren't off the charts.
Some behavior is so bad, it's being compared to domestic terrorism.
And by the way, how exactly is the FBI being advised to address these so-called intimidation efforts? Nowhere does this crony of the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, who you may recall Barack Obama wanted to put on the Supreme Court, described as a moderate, define intimidation. Is it reasonable for a school teacher to feel intimidated if a parent goes to a school board meeting and says teachers should not be teaching CRT? Is that enough for the FBI to make a visit to your home?